Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the Austin's Audit Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Gerke. For today's show, not only am I going to give you the picks in the NBA and the NHL, but it is Sweet 16 preview day for the next couple days. Today, break down the West and East regionals, and then I'll get you guys to the top headlines. So let's get the boring stuff out of the way first. Let's go ahead and give you guys the picks and the top headlines for today. And then I'll spend the rest of the show doing the preview. So let's go ahead and clear this. And oh, by the way, for all my women's college basketball fans, your boy did watch the Iowa game against West Virginia. And there was a part of me that was crossing my fingers hoping Iowa would lose, because this would actually be more interesting. But the NHT, the new hot thing, Caitlin Clark did go for 32 points. Congratulations. All right, cool. Now you get Colorado in the Sweet 16 later this weekend. So there it is. For all the people that think women's college basketball is a thing, there you go. I threw you a bone. All right? Now, let's go ahead and get to the boring stuff real quick. Let's start in the NBA. Let's do you guys first. Yeah, let's do the NBA first, because at least they have the lines ready for them. So, in the NBA, take Golden State -4.5 over Miami. Take the Bucks -9.5 over the Lakers. And then the final game of the night, take Sacramento -1.5 over the Mavs. So again, go with the Kings, go with the Bucks, and go with the Warriors. Those are your winners tonight in the NBA. For my NHL fans, we already have, we have four games underway already. The Panthers leading the Bruins right now 1-0. That game is in the first period. The Rangers and Flyers are scoreless. I'm going to go with the Rangers to win there. Penguins, Hurricanes. I'm going to go with the Hurricanes to win there. And then you got the Red Wings and the Capitals. That game is scoreless as well. I will go with the Capitals. Actually, I'll go with the Red Wings to win this one. So I'm going to go with the road teams for a lot of this, because I'm going to take the Bruins to find a way to come back against Florida. So I'm going to take the road teams for those four games. Take the Bruins, take the Flyers, take the Hurricanes, and take the Red Wings. For the games that have not been played yet, we're going to jump down into Nashville, where the Golden Knights take on the Predators. As far as the money line goes, that is actually the one that's least amount where you don't need to lose money. Like, if you put down $200, you're still going to at least get $55 out of this. Take Vegas to win, and whatever the plus is, you could take it. So go with Vegas 3-1 as your score there. Game number two, we're going to jump down into Seattle with the Kraken -210 on the money line. That's a lot of money to lose. But, again, this is Anaheim here, and they're still at least a year or two away from rebuild. They're a year or two away from being a playoff contender. I'm going to go with the Kraken in game number two. And then game number three, take Dallas -450 on the money line. Whatever the plus is, go to DraftKings and find that one out. But ESPN Bet has it at -450 for the favorite there. So go with Dallas, go with Seattle, and go with Vegas on the road. And then the other game to watch out for one more time, go with the Maple Leafs over the Devils. The Maple Leafs at -105 on the money line. I will go with Toronto, and that's actually going to be the least amount of money you'll lose if they win. So those are your picks in the professional stuff. And before I do the previews, let's go ahead and take a look. Ooh. This is why I always save the news for late. The NFL owners approved a massive revamp of the kickoff play on Tuesday, opting after 3 days of discussion at the league's annual meetings for a format that originated in the XFL. The proposal passed by a vote of 29-3. NFL competition Chairman Rich McKay said Tuesday a proposal needs approval of 24 of 32 owners to pass. So what is the new proposal? What is the new kickoff format, you ask? The new alignment rule represents the most significant on-field rule change for the NFL in years and are designed to reverse more than a decade of declining return rates while also lowering concussion rates. In essence, the format will move the majority of the kicking and return teams downfield to minimize high-speed collisions. It'll go into effect for 1 year only in anticipation of possible tweaks over time. So what was the format? Let's see. Okay, so it is the XFL format that they used. During the 2024 season, kickers will continue to kick from the 35-yard line, but the other 10 players on the kickoff team will line up at the receiving team's 40-yard line. At least 9 members of the return team will line up in the setup zone between the 35 and the 30-yard lines. Up to 2 returners can line up in a landing zone. See, these are just stupid names for where the ball's got to go. Between the goal line and the 20-yard line, no one other than the kicker and returners can move until the ball hits the ground or hits a player inside the landing zone. Touchbacks will be marked at the 30. See, that's the one upgrade there. And no fair catches will be allowed. In the event of if a team wants to attempt an onside kick, it will have to inform officials of its intent and would be allowed to use the NFL's traditional formations. No surprise onside kicks will be allowed. So really, the NFL says, yeah, we screwed this up. So XFL, will you do us a favor and we'll take your idea? We like that idea. Can we take it? Yes, please and thank you. So see, there you go, spring football fans. One of your rules actually, the NFL actually implemented. So congratulations, you got one there. So that's one news story. Let's see. Otherwise. Okay. No, we're good. All right. So let's go ahead and do the previews. Let's do the Sweet 16 previews, shall we? Today we're going to focus on the East and West regional matchups. In the East, in Boston, you have the defending champion UConn Huskies taking on San Diego State. And then in the other matchup in the East, you got Iowa State and Illinois. And then in the West, you got Clemson and Arizona and North Carolina and Alabama. If this was a football game, I would take Alabama. But my one weakness, my one thing with Alabama, and the reason I'm not taking them is they rely way too much on the three. They don't play enough defense. If they can produce enough defense, like let's say if Alabama can hold North Carolina to, I don't know, 75, maybe 70 points, Alabama could win this game. At least. If Alabama could do that, then yeah, you got 70 to 75 points at least. And then you just keep your three-point rate to, what, 30, three-point percentage rate to 39% or higher. Then yeah, they have a shot. But I think it'll just be too much. Armando Bacot and RJ Davis, just way too much with the Tar Heels. And I think North Carolina could win this just on those two alone. If Armando Bacot gets a double-double, the Tar Heels will be in the Elite Eight. And then in the other matchup in the West, you got Clemson and Arizona. Caleb Love, it'll be too much there. Ballo, too much down low. Clemson, they won't have enough depth. They're going to have to get Arizona into foul trouble in order for Clemson to have a chance. I don't see it there. So I'm not picking the score yet. I'm not picking the games, but that's really it. Arizona played brilliantly for the first two rounds outside of the first half against Long Beach State, they played brilliantly, and they just have too much. Caleb Love and Omar Ballo, it's just, it'll be too much, and I don't know if Clemson can match the size inside. So that's why I'm leaning towards Arizona, and I have Arizona in my bracket going to the Final Four. So we'll see how that game goes, but that's your quick preview there. In the East, this is why I did the East last, because it's going to have the best matchup of Thursday. That is the national championship rematch between UConn and San Diego State. But even then, I'm going to save that one for last, because you now have Illinois and Iowa State, and Randy Shannon, what, the third or fourth best guard left in this tournament? I'm going to go, I mean, if he just goes for 20 and you get a little help inside for Illinois, the Illini will do just fine. Now, as far as Iowa State, just shoot the threes. Just do what you've been doing. This is 2 versus 3. This is like the one of two straight chalk matchups in this whole tournament that's left anyway. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Illinois-Iowa State game gets within 5 points and stays in that range for most of the game. But I think Randy Shannon is the best remaining point guard left in this tournament, or one of the best remaining point guards left in this tournament. So I'm going to go with him. I'll take Illinois, and that is how they're going to do it. If Iowa State does it, they just need to shoot some threes, keep Shannon from scoring, and they might have a chance. But I wouldn't be surprised if this game is in the mid-70s or even high 80s. Just like I did with Alabama and North Carolina. If it's in the high 90s and even low 100s, if it gets that far, Alabama has a shot too. To go back to that matchup, Alabama has a shot with that too, but I just don't. That's what I'm leaning towards, and I'll make the picks official tomorrow for the East and West regionals. Now, in the East, the last matchup of, it'll be the second matchup of the day, but the last matchup that I actually really, and I'm really excited to see this because it kind of tugs at my heartstrings, but I know UConn's a better team. I know they do. Tristan Newton, they've got Klingon. That dude's, I mean, they're clicking on all cylinders. I have not seen 1 ounce of weakness from UConn yet in this tournament. So what I'm worried about is how badly this game might end up. Because, and I'm leaning towards UConn as far as a pick. But San Diego State has to. The way they shot against Yale, and I teased this yesterday, but the way they're going to have to do, they're going to have to shoot the three like they did against Yale. They made a season-high 13 three-point attempts against Yale. They're going to have to do one or two more of that. They're going to have to make 14 or 15 just to have a shot. And I said that back when they had the title game. If San Diego State would have shot better on offense, you need more from the other guys, the Micah Parrishes, the Lamont Butlers. You need more from them, and then you add on top of it what you have with Jaden Ledee. And maybe the Aztecs could actually win this game. I thought they could win the title game a year ago, and the same team damn near returned. They just need the offense to show up. Shoot from three a little bit more, because that's what UConn's going to force you to do. They've got to score for San Diego State to have a shot. They've got to make at least 14 or 15 three-pointers to at least have a chance against UConn. Otherwise, this game's not going to end well. It might end up being 68 to 59 or 68 to 55 or some crazy double-digit win for UConn where you're like, what? But what? How? Like, this wasn't even close. And it'll make people realize that, yeah, UConn's the real deal. So that's what I'm worried about as far as my heart. So as far as my head goes, I'm leaning towards UConn because it's just, I have not seen a weakness at all. And when I did the reseeding of the teams on Monday, it makes sense. Like, UConn just has not been touched at all. And I'm sorry, but when you watch this stuff on Thursday, you'll see why. But anyway, that is your preview for the East and West regionals. Tomorrow, your boy's going to pull double duty for this show. I'm going to do the daily show, which will give you the South and Midwest previews. And then I'm going to give my baseball fans the opening day viewer guide, which I will release to you guys on midnight on Thursday morning in time for opening day. So that's my plan for tomorrow. That's your show for today. This has been the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke. Peace out, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Don't forget, you can listen to this show on Podbean. Just search for the Austin's Audit Podcast. You can also listen to the show on Spotify, Apple if you know the trick, YouTube Music. Remember, one more time, actually, I'm going to do this until April 2nd, but Google Podcast people, if you listen to this and you have a Google phone and you listen to the show on Google Podcast, please switch over to YouTube Music so you can continue to get the show, because after April 2nd, YouTube Music will no longer exist. Or not YouTube Music, Google Podcasts will no longer exist. So if you listen to this show on Google Podcast, please switch over to YouTube Music or any of these other platforms that I mention in the reads. So anyway, just in case, Podbean, Spotify, Apple if you know the trick, Deezer, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora and SoundCloud, or anywhere else you get this podcast. You can also go to rumble.com to watch this show, either by downloading the Rumble app into the Google Play or Apple App Store onto your TV or onto your phones. You can also go to rumble.com on your desktop computer and search for the username ADGERKE. That's A-D-G as in girl, E-H-R-K-E. Again, that's A-D-G-E-H-R-K-E on Rumble. Please make sure that search is set to channels, not videos. The only time you need to click subscribe is so that way the algorithm doesn't suck you in to someone else's videos that you probably didn't want. So that's the only reason you should subscribe. The other reason is so we can sneak up the algorithms. Like, comment, and share so we can sneak up those algorithms. Speaking of algorithms, you can follow this show on social media through the Facebook page, The Austin's Audit Podcast. The Instagram hashtag, which is hashtag The Austin's Audit Podcast. To follow this show for post-episode interaction, you got to follow me personally, Austin Gerke, on X. Just go to @Austin_Gerke for post-episode interaction. And, if you want just giggles and poops, you can either follow my personal Instagram, which is @AustiSpamanti. That's AustiSpamanti. Again, that's AustiSpamanti on Instagram. Or, you can go to my personal Snapchat @AustinGerke14. That is my name, Austin Gerke, and then my favorite number, 14, on Snapchat for giggles and poops. One more thing before I log off. Congratulations to my alma mater, Cal State San Bernardino, for getting the win over Gannon earlier this morning. You've now advanced to Division II Final Four, which that game will be on Thursday on CBS Sports Network. By the way, I believe it still will be. Against Nova Southeastern, the reigning defending Division II national champions. So, good luck, guys. I'll be watching you guys on Thursday, but that is the last little tidbit before I go. With that, I'm logging off. Thank you for listening and watching the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke. Peace out, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.